Saving is not only an imperative for individuals or households, but also for businesses. If businesses build up savings, they can later inject that as capital into their businesses to help grow their enterprise and create more jobs in the process, perhaps. As with individuals, businesses are faced with high costs. So what can they do to mitigate these and try and achieve those necessary savings? Well, I'm joined on the line by Kobus Engelbrecht. He's the spokesperson for the 2018 Entrepreneur of the Year competition sponsored by Sanlam and Business Partners. Thanks very much for joining us, Kobus. If I talk about a small business person, for example, who needs to go out and get some stock, for their clients, how do they do that, you know, build up enough stock and ensure that it's enough for the consumers that they have, while at the same time taking advantage of the value that would come with bulk buying? Because obviously, if you bulk buy, it means you're going to be buying at a discount.
Good evening to you and your listeners. Well, it will most certainly depend on the financial status of your business. If you are a small business or a fast-growing business and cash is very tight, then it would obviously be more difficult for you to make large purchases and to get those discounts. What you can then do is to make a forecast on the best information that you have and try and buy in bulk as much as possible, but still retain enough cash to take other opportunities and to make sure that you don't get cash strapped during the course of your business year.
So, Kobus, you're suggesting that as a business becomes more efficient in managing its costs, it should rather put away the cost savings it makes. Just elaborate on that.
Yes. I would actually start one step back and say, a business should always be frugal and prudent to make sure that you don't become wasteful, because it is quite natural if things are going better to don't keep your hand so tightly on the till, meaning keeping the till closed. So be prudent, be efficient, don't be wasteful, save where you can, and in that way, you can start to build up cash resources. And once you have that cash, it's better to put it in a savings account or a fixed deposit or a term deposit or a call deposit where you get better return on your money than rather just keeping it as a cash balance in your business's current account.
Of course, businesses are different. They're different sectors, but presumably there'll always be certain principles that you can apply into your business regardless of what it is. So what are some of those basic frugalities that you're talking about? What basic stuff should you be keeping an eye on to ensure that you remain as efficient as possible?
Yeah, well, first of all, you should look at your consumables, the stuff that you use every day in your business. It's like your vehicles, driving around with your vehicles. Make sure that you don't get into a vehicle and drive a short distance to go and buy something and a few hours later go again and again. You know, plan your trips, that kind of frugality. And inside the business, whatever material it is that you consume, to use the right amount. Don't throw something away if you can still make use of it. And that is something that you need to instill in your business as a culture, because if you don't purposefully do that, then you will have unnecessary wastage. Hmm. Once you start doing that, and you will obviously then have savings. You might even be in a position where you can prepay your rent for your premises, but which might sound a good idea because you provide yourself more security if you've paid 1 or 2 or even 6 months rent in advance. But rather don't do that. Keep that money back. Pay every month as you go, because you might an opportunity might arise where you can buy stock or some consumables at good prices, and then you have the cash available. And it's always better to have the money in your bank account rather than to go and lend from from somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. So why is it important for businesses that have lump sum values that they don't necessarily have to tap on immediately, for them to put them to put those funds in a more structured savings account as opposed to a current account facility?
Yeah. Well, as I previously said, you earn interest, so that's an additional income, and it makes you more flexible to take advantage of opportunities if you have that cash available.
Now, you're a big proponent of businesses ploughing back their profits into saving. So how does one balance, you know, when you get your profit, how do you balance between saving on the one hand and investing, you know, here and there on the other hand?
Well, first of all, your best investment that you would be able to make would be investing back into your business. So the temptation would always be there to whatever profit you've made to plow it back into the business. And it's a good idea to do that. But just keep in mind that we don't know what the future holds. And sometimes things can go wrong for a business without it even being your fault. And then if you've plowed back everything in your business that you've accumulated over a number of years, you lose everything in one fell swoop. So it's best to, say, take 10% every year out of the business and invest it somewhere else. Surely you will not get the kind of returns on that investment that you would be getting out of your own business. But that is saving for a rainy day and keep some to keep some profit outside of the business to provide you with opportunities when the time arrives or when you are in difficult times. So it's a balance between the two.
Yes. And then in terms of balancing with savings, I mean, obviously, if you put your money into a fairly high bearing interest account, that would mean you'd have to commit to putting those funds away maybe for a year or two. And then with a shorter term savings plan, obviously you wouldn't get that much of a return. Should businesses employ a strategy whereby they invest their money or save their money in two different accounts so that, like you say, in instances of emergency, they can tap on money immediately and then they have another lump sum that's growing?
Yeah. It's most definitely not an either or. It is a balancing between different accounts. So you have money in your current account. You have money in a money market account where you earn more interest than what you would get in your current account. And then you maybe have a call deposit where you get an even higher interest rate, but that gives you, say, a month's time to release those funds. And those money, that money that you are putting away for the longer term, you can even invest in growth assets like property or the stock market. So there's a place for every investment vehicle. And the trick is to make sure that you employ all those vehicles at the right place and time. And that's why you need a financial advisor.
Oh, yes. The importance of a financial advisor. Where does the financial advisor come in? Does he or she come in at the beginning of your business?
Well, it's always a good idea to have professional advice at the beginning of your business. Now if you are starting out, you might not have money to invest, but it would be good to strike up a good relationship with a financial advisor. So that he can point out those things that you should be focusing on. And when the time comes that you have the money available to buy those products, insurance, or invest, whatever, then he will be there to implement those plans.
And lastly, Kobus, I do ask this about individual personal finance issues. If a business person says, well, it's so difficult to save because there isn't any, you know, money at the end of each month, I have to apply everything into the business. What would you advise?
Well, I think most start-up businesses are in that position sometimes for a couple of years. And that is just part of the growing pain. So just stick it out and If you keep on doing the right things and you keep on doing them over and over, you will get to the place where you will be able to put some money in a way to invest.
All right, Kobus, thank you very much for your advice. That was Kobus Engelbrecht. He's a spokesperson for the 2018 Entrepreneur of the Year competition sponsored by Sanlam and Business Partners. Well, that's all we have for you on the menu this evening. We'll be back with more SAFM market update from Monday to Thursday next week. Of course, we do have that 20-6 market update for you tomorrow, if you're at all interested. That's all from myself, Nompumelelo Siziba, and the rest of the MoneyWeb team.